Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Actress Angie Harmon, they shot her dog.
The Law and Order star's heartbreak.
Oliver!
Then, where's the other team? LSU is a no-show for the national anthem. Before the big game against Caitlin Clark and her team. Plus, phony tree trimmers. They say they were duped right in their own backyards.
Phony tree trimmers are operating across the USA.
You cannot trust anybody.
Then, the last guest as the Tropicana closes for good.
Checking in for the last time.
Inside the iconic hotel's final day. Plus, wait till you see what companies are doing to lure people back to the office. Yoga, a game room.
Wow.
Ping pong, a speakeasy. And cheers for the bride. The dance team takes over the wedding, and the bride joins in. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Still working on The Voice. It wasn't a very happy Easter for actress Angie Harmon. The former Law & Order star says she got an Instacart delivery, and then the driver shot her dog. As Lisa Guerrero reports, the actress says she and her family are completely traumatized and beyond devastated.
Actress Angie Harmon is heartbroken today. She says her beloved dog was killed by a delivery driver.
Oliver!
The dog, a German Shepherd Beagle mix named Oliver, was shot at her home in North Carolina, allegedly by an Instacart driver. He got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot our dog, the actress says on Instagram. He shot our dog with my daughters and myself at home and just kept saying, yeah, I shot your dog. Yeah, I did. Herman says her family is completely traumatized and beyond devastated at the loss of our beloved boy and family member. Rest in peace, sweet Ollie. Cops say the driver told them the dog attacked him and he defended himself by firing a single gunshot. They say no charges have been filed.
Those of us who have dogs or had dogs know how much they are a member of the family.
Oh my gosh.
Your family dog is shot under any circumstances is very traumatic.
Harmon starred in Law & Order, playing an assistant DA. She also starred as a police detective in TNT's Rizzoli and Isles.
It's outrageous. I mean, imagine getting ready for Easter holiday. You've got five or six folks coming over, and all of a sudden you hear a gunshot, and your beloved pet is killed. It's tragic beyond tragic.
Instacart says, we were deeply saddened and disturbed to hear about this incident. We have no tolerance for violence of any kind.
Oliver!
Instacart also says the driver's been suspended. Harmon moved with her family to Charlotte about 14 years ago, she says, for a quieter life. The Final Four for the women's NCAA championship has now been set after two of the sport's greats faced off on the court. But there's controversy. Why was LSU missing in action when the national anthem was being sung? Their coach is saying their absence was not intended.
It's a rousing rendition of the national anthem at last night's March Madness basketball game. The women's basketball team from the University of Iowa stands shoulder to shoulder, holding hands. But where's the team from arch-rival LSU? The other side of the court, where LSU was supposed to be standing, is empty. Many on social media are expressing outrage. Disgusting. Didn't know we were still protesting the anthem, go just two comments. But Louisiana State's head coach Kim Mulkey says her team's absence was not a protest.
Honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of have a routine where we are on the floor and then they come off and we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry. I that's nothing intentionally done.
A reporter who covers LSU tweeted, "If you ever go to an actual LSU game, you'll see that they're never on the court for the anthem."
This has been a high-level basketball game.
The game was a rematch for the ages.
Clark, again, threes all the way in to give LSU the lead.
Last year, LSU toppled Iowa for the national championship, highlighted by the rivalry between star players Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and that taunting hand gesture. This year, Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis, was there cheering on Iowa and making that hand gesture.
Jason Sudeikis all smiles.
Clark had a record-setting night
for the all-time leading scorer in Division I history,
leading her team to a 94-87 victory. Caitlin versus Angel, two fierce competitors, showing great sportsmanship. They hugged after the game.
She just told me, continue to be a great player, and I told her, continue to be a great player as well and keep elevating the game and go win it.
The women's Final Four takes place on Friday. The men play on Saturday. And as you probably know, NC State will be competing in both tournaments. It's a crime wave you might not have heard of. Phony tree trimmers. Guy shows up at home, says he needs to check a tree in the backyard that's hanging on a power line. But as the homeowner escorts him outside, a second guy comes into the house and steals as much as he can get. Stephen Fabian spoke with two women who were sounding the alarm.
It begins with a knock at the door.
Yeah, I just need to see this gate opens here.
This guy, claiming to be a tree trimmer, tells 79-year-old Lolly McElwain that some trees in her backyard outside Houston could be causing problems with wires.
There's a limb that's getting ready to fall on the wire in the alley. So he said, can you take me back there? So I walked him back to the alley.
She shows him into the yard. Meanwhile, his accomplice gets out of the truck, makes his way into the yard, and slips unnoticed into the house. Surveillance tape shows him hurrying up the stairs where she says he ransacked the bedroom. You can see him leaving a few minutes later.
I don't think I ever realized it was a scam until I saw the guy running out the front door. And it wasn't until I went upstairs and saw my stuff gone. That's when I realized I'd been had. He did get my diamond watch.
2 miles away, a similar scam happened to former investigative TV reporter Kelly Raybon. Her nanny responded to a knock at her door.
The guy said that he was here to trim trees on behalf of a neighbor.
So he was escorted to the backyard, where he did what he could to deliberately distract Kelly and her nanny.
Meanwhile, his counterpart, who I never saw until after the fact, was making his way into my room and stealing my entire safe, literally the whole thing.
Surveillance tape of the suspect shows him leaving with the safe covered with a blanket.
All in all, it was over $100,000 in between cash and fine jewelry, mementos from my grandmother.
Authorities say phony tree trimmers are operating across the USA. They say it's an organized gang that leaves a trail of break-ins in their wake.
Kelly shared her story on social media.
Don't let anybody in your home. You cannot trust anybody anymore these days.
Especially guys who claim to be tree trimmers.
Just last month, a man in Colorado was sentenced to 8 years in prison for his role in a tree trimming scam. The value of Donald Trump's Truth Social took a nosedive yesterday, costing the former president $1 billion on paper. But his loyal supporters aren't exactly having buyer's regret. Les Trent explains.
It's a rough ride on Wall Street for Donald Trump. His Truth Social stock has plummeted by 20%. The stock, trading under Trump's initials DJT, has gone from a high of $79 to $47 in just 1 week.
This steep drop came after the company revealed it lost a whopping $58 million last year, and the future looks grim.
Well, this is not shocking because we know that Truth Social is struggling. I mean, it is shrinking.
Any other social media platform that went public has a real business, has product innovations. This is nothing. All this is Donald Trump posting.
Surprisingly, the stock was up today, even as the rest of the market took a nosedive. It's being propped up by diehard Trump supporters who say they'll never sell. I would rather die than give up on DJT, writes one investor on a Truth Social forum devoted to the stock. Not selling goes another. Buy and hold.
People are not looking at this and scouring the financials, figuring out what the profits are. People are just mostly saying, hey, Donald Trump is on the stock market. I like Donald Trump. I want to be in this thing. Truth Social is an extraordinarily risky investment.
In other news, it's the end of an era on the Vegas Strip. The Tropicana Resort and Casino, once a popular tourist destination for people from around the world, closed its doors for good today. And we were among the last to check out.
The last drinks are being served at the legendary Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas. The iconic hotel closed its doors at noon today. Inside Edition's Stacey Galandi was among the last guests to stay there. 24 years ago, she became a showgirl for a day at the Tropicana for what was then the hottest show in town.
Okay, girls, suck it in. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Last night, she joined hundreds of revelers celebrating and lamenting the storied hotel's final hours.
It's sad. It's an iconic property, you know? It's older than I am.
Like a lot of patrons, Shelly Sapp isn't cashing in those $5 chips. She's holding on to them as souvenirs. There was one last wedding at the hotel chapel.
On this perfect last day of the Tropicana, it is my great honor to now finally pronounce you two husband and wife.
A final deal at the blackjack table.
Back in the 90s, I played blackjack at this table, and I made $800, and I have never made that much since.
One more roll of the dice, and one last chance to hit the jackpot on the slot machine before it's shut down. The Tropicana opened in 1957. It was a favorite haunt of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and the rest of the Rat Pack. It was featured with Elvis in Viva Las Vegas. And 007 stayed there.
I hear that the Hotel Tropicana is quite comfortable.
Some of the showgirls who helped make the Tropicana famous turned up to watch the curtain come down.
Thank you, Trop. Thank you, Follies. And thank you to every cast member.
Now the Tropicana has run out of luck. The casino is empty. The gamblers are gone. And all that's left are 67 years of memories.
So what happens to the Tropicana site? The Oakland A's and Bally's have an agreement to build a $1.5 billion baseball stadium on the property. Meantime, more strange sightings in the sky. Just after 2 o'clock in the morning, people started reporting bright streaking lights over Southern California. Was it debris? Maybe those were meteors? UFOs, maybe? Well, no official word, but SpaceX was launching some rockets nearby. So let's consider this X-File closed. These cops showing up on Ring camera aren't actually there to make an arrest. They're making a special delivery.
Cops come knocking on your front door. Something's up, but what?
Hello, you ordered groceries?
Yes.
Your driver got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries.
You heard right. Police pulled over the delivery driver on an existing warrant as he was on his way to deliver the groceries to this house in Titusville, Florida. Then they completed the order.
Wow.
Yeah.
haven't had that before.
No, but we didn't want your groceries to go to waste.
Nice guys. And this Amazon driver is doing everything just right. He gently drops off his customer's package, takes a picture of the box to confirm delivery, and then gets back into his car to leave. But as the driver swings the blue Volkswagen around, look what happens. Whoops. Inside Edition spoke to the homeowner.
Of course, a nice dented up box here for you. This is the stuff that you see on the news. Like, this is the stuff that goes viral.
What was in the box?
I got some deodorant. I couldn't help but laugh.
No harm done. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Next, wait till you see what companies are doing to lure people back to the office. Yoga, a game room.
Wow.
Ping pong, a speakeasy. Plus, cliffhanger.
Don't let go, man. Don't let go.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A special cheer for a high school dance coach on her wedding day.
You've never seen wedding crashers like these. It's the high school dance team in full uniform, and they're making their way down to the dance floor. There's the beautiful bride. She can't believe it. She embraces them. So who is she? Bride Katie Thompson is a former Lakers girl who's now a high school dance team coach. Time for the girls to spread a little cheer. Watch them break it down as the bride herself leads the way. We caught up with the still beaming bride and her husband Jake today on their honeymoon cruise in Spain.
I was like tearing up. I was in such shock, but I had genuinely like no idea, and they were so excited.
Cheers for the bride.
It was actually the bride's mom who planned the surprise. Roughly 22 million Americans, that's about 14% of the workers in this country, work exclusively from home. But employers are trying to lure people back to work by offering play.
Pinball arcades. Speakeasies with your favorite cocktail. Pool tables. Ping pong. Pickleball. Would you believe this is what passes for the office in 2024? Companies and office buildings are doing everything they can think of to lure reluctant workers back to the office in the aftermath of the work-from-home revolution. The current vacancy rate for office buildings in New York City is about 20%, a serious concern. Dara McQuillan is marketing manager at 120 Broadway in Lower Manhattan.
We wanted to make it easy for the companies who work in this building to entice their employees back to the office.
Has it worked?
Absolutely.
They even offer yoga classes during the workday. At the iconic Seagram's building, a private sports arena they call the Playground has been constructed in what was once the underground garage.
Basketball court, pickleball, volleyball, spin classes. We built this in order to give our tenants and our employees a reason to come back to the office.
Employers are finding it's the commute that workers dread the most in a return to the office.
My commute from downstairs to the upstairs office during COVID took all of about 10 seconds.
Not anymore.
And here I am now, finally arriving at the office. So from the time I left my house to now, about an hour and 15 minutes. Multiply that by two, that is 2.5 hours a day.
It's hoped that amenities like these at One World Trade Center will soften the blow of a long commute. Wide open public spaces offer plenty of room to relax and chill out.
Our employees will come down, they'll play pool during the middle of the day. They have a lot of classes that they offer in the building, so they'll come down, they can do an afternoon meditation.
This is definitely not your grandfather's office.
This is how I learned how to drive a stick.
We'll see if any of this persuades people to return to the office. It's predicted in 2025, the number of people working from home will increase to 20%.
Still to come, cliffhanger.
Don't let go, man. Don't let go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's dramatic rescue of a man who fell off a cliff near San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge.
It's a genuine cliffhanger.
Hey, don't let go, man. Don't let go, okay?
The drama starts as a Sheriff's Department helicopter spots a man who has slipped 120 feet down the cliff at a recreation area outside San Francisco. He's clinging to the rock for dear life. A rescuer is lowered.
Find your left hand in here, brother. There you go.
The crewman tells the guy how to put the apparatus around him. Then,
I got you, brother.
It's up, up, and away for the rescuer and the victim. He's flown to a spot where other first responders are waiting.
When they got there, he was, you know, starting to slide off of the rock. So they were able to grab him right as he was letting go.
Hey, don't let go, man. Don't let go, okay?
Incredible. Despite the fall, the man suffered only minor injuries. When we come back, a yard sale failed. Finally today, no one came to her yard sale, and she now knows why.
I've been wondering why nobody came to our yard sale today. And it's because my husband put the tiniest.
It is not that.
He put the tiniest sign. Oh my God.
Well, he tried, sort of. See you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.